Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper dawn, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buttons things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, what an amazing blessing God has given me. My health, my dreams, all of it, God gave it to me. I accept it. I work hard, but man, oh man, oh man, I work hard at something that he gave me, a gift. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, because God has gifted everyone. So I can't help but believe it. You are gifted in some way. Something about you is special and unique. That doesn't mean you're the only one that can sing, or you're the only one that can write, or you're the only one that can draw, or you're the only one that can decorate, or you're the only one that can network, or you're the only one. That's not what it means. Or you have a great scientific mind, or you can figure things out, or you're good at problem solving. You're not the only one. But you are a unique individual. Nobody will travel the exact path that you're on. Nobody will have everything happen in a series of circumstances in the order that you're going to have it happen to you. That's what I mean when I say that you are unique. But now, because you are gifted, you know, you have something you have to do. You know, there's a scripture. It's in Proverbs 18 and 16. I've been trying to be a little bit better at that for you, you know. So when I have an idea and I know where it is, I have somebody look the scripture up for me and hand it to me. So it's in Proverbs 18, 16, and this is the layman's term of it. It says, a man's gift make room for him and brings him before great men. It is your gift that will make room for you. Now, my interpretation of this is this. Now, I could be wrong. Please go to your local church, synagogue, temple, mosque, whatever you do, and go get clarification. But what my gift has done in making room for me is I've taken it almost in the literal sense. My gift has actually made room for me. It has cleared paths for me. My gift has opened up doors for me. That's what I take it as, it'll make room for you. My gift has broadened my ability to travel. My gift has opened my eyes to fashion. My gift has caused me to be able to provide for my family. My gift has caused me to be able to reach more people. That's what I'm saying in terms of it will make room for you. Now, there may be another interpretation. I'm just telling you how I took it. Now, this worked out pretty good for me to that understanding, but I'm pretty sure Bishop Jakes, Joel Osteen, Kenneth Ulmer, you know, God, Glenn Staples, Bishop Glenn Staples, these guys can give you a much better understanding of it. I'm just giving it to you, you know, way I know how. So I don't know. I just like to keep it right there. But, and then it says that it brings you before great men. I mean, you know, it's going to take you places. It's going to take you places you never thought of going. You're going to meet people because of your gift. I told my son, who two of them are good photographers, you'll be taking pictures of great men. And then I mess with him. You already taking pictures of your daddy. You know, I mess with him like that. But that's just me and them just kicking it. But, you know, but one day, who knows, you could be shooting the president. You know, you could be shooting some foreign dignitaries. You know, you could be shooting great sport events. You know, you never know where it could take you. But that's your gift. What you got to do is you got to get to moving, though. See, you can't have your gift and not do nothing with it. See, you know what that reminds me of? It's something that my father used to say, get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. He'd say that all the time. Boy, get up off your butt and move it because you're sitting on a gold mine. I never really quite got that when I was little, but now that I'm an adult, I got it full well. See, a lot of you are sitting. You're sitting on a talent or a gift that you have. You're sitting on an ability. I don't care if it's making cakes or pies. That's a gift, man. That's a talent. I don't care if it's the ability to do hair. That's a gift, man. Half of you are gifted. A lot of us are gifted, and we're sitting on it, looking at other people wondering, what can I do to make it? You already got something to make it with. If you would just get up off your behind, man, quit sitting on that gold mine. Some of you are tech savvy, just whizzes when it comes to engineering and putting stuff together and cables and wires and computers and stuff. And now you steady looking around trying to figure out, man, wonder what I can go do. How about you go do that? You know, it ain't that hard, man. If you would just take note of what God has given you already. He has given you a gift already. He has already given you a talent. Now, the fact that you ain't using it and you sitting on your tail somewhere, what are we talking about? Well, you blaming God for that? Man, I tell you what, I sit around people all the time who are gifted, and I'm looking at their gifts, and they steady complaining about what they don't have, but will not get up off their behind and use the gifts that God gave them. And it's frustrating. It's got to be frustrating for you if you're doing it, because it's frustrating for me when I see it. So when these people come to me and ask me for help, I just keep going the same thing over and over. Help yourself. Man, do for you. Use your gift. It's a cat sitting behind the wall right now that's locked up, that's so good at artistry, It's cats in there tattooing everybody. Man, get out. Do it the right way. Quit selling drugs, man. You ain't going nowhere selling no drugs. You're going to jail. And if that don't do it, somebody going to get tired of you selling drugs because they're going to want to sell them over there, and they're going to kill you. Let's just keep this thing real for just a second here. Come on, man. Get up off your butt because you're sitting on a gold mine. And you sitting up here, somebody always looking for a shortcut to the top. Ain't no shortcut. Somebody told me this the other day, man. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't paved. It's got detour signs on it. It's got slow men working. Sometimes they flip the stop sign. You got to sit there and wait. Sometimes they got slow. There's traffic. There's accidents. Somebody on the road holding up things with a flat tire. It's nails. It's gravels. It's spike. It's everything. The road to success is always under construction. It ain't getting ready to be easy just because you done decided to do it. But don't sit around on your behind and complain all the time about what you don't have. My daddy said it, man. Get up off your butt because you sitting on the gold mine. You got a gift. You got a talent. You got something that you can do that could make a way for you, but you won't do it. It is within you. Stop looking around. Here's where people waste the most time on the road to success. Looking around at somebody else. Trying to figure out, man, how can I do what they did? Do what you do. You ain't Jay-Z. You ain't. Sorry. I got a couple of your homies told you you rap better than him. But you not Jay-Z. Really, you not. You know, all of us done shot at him. But we ain't Richard Pryor. A nice shot, Steve. Bernie, D.L., all of we took some great shots at it. We not him. Do what you can do. Do you. Do your gift. Quit complaining about what you don't have. Get up off your butt because you sitting on a gold mine.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found at NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Show.
Come on in the room. Come on in the room. I'm sorry.
No.
This felt like having a radio devotion this morning. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. As you know, last year, the church brought me this glove so that I may have healing power.
That makes me laugh every time.
What's up? Let me speak to everybody this morning first. Carla Farrell.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Sounds like you don't know us.
Mississippi Tita Monica. Shirley Strawberry and Kia Junior Boy Spades. Kia Junior Boy Spades. Come on in the room.
It's Monday.
Come on in the room. Did y'all go to church yesterday?
Yeah, did y'all go? It's time to do that. Just don't you feel like when they ask people to come to altar call, don't you feel like you know people that need to be up there, they don't go? You see them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you stay sitting
in the pew and know they need to get on up there?
Yeah. Y'all judging in the sanctuary?
In the sanctuary. You
doggone well we judge. Yes. Wow. Get your butt on up there. You know you need.
And you sitting here. We know you need to be up there.
You wrong.
You don't give them a good nudge, like a little friendly nudge.
I cough in their direction.
Not during COVID.
Wow. Come on. I got a whooping when I was 12. Because I was preaching along with the preacher because I had memorized his sermon because he was doing the same sermon doggone every Sunday.
My mama beat
my butt right there in that pew, boy. Oh,
what did you say that got it?
Because he died, didn't he die? He died till dead folk began to walk down the street to Jerusalem. He died until deaf folk began to hear. He died until lame folk began to walk. He died, and then when he got to this part, when he got to this, and then I said, "Didn't he die?" And we said it at the same time. Didn't he die? Oh my God! And my mama fell out right there with me, boy.
Oh, I would have
got my butt whooped.
Yes, you should have.
He said he died till mountains begin to skip around like a lamb. I mean, I had it down. I had the whole sermon down.
Mm-hmm. My mama beat my behind that day. The following Sunday, he changed it up.
I tried to stay at home with my dad, but I had to go in there again. I didn't say nothing. I mean, he preached the same. And she looked at me, and I looked at her. I said, "See, you whooped my ass for this. Look at this. He preaching the same one again."
That's another thing, Tommy. Everybody, and you know, like you got somebody in your family. Everybody ain't called to preach. Let's just stop this. I got a cousin in my family been in jail 4 times talking about the Lord. Call him to preach. My grandmother said, "How the Lord gonna come in my house where you staying at, bypass my room and tell you to preach?"
Love your grandma. Family. I love your family.
God didn't come in here and tell you to preach without talking to me.
You know who I wish had a church?
Who?
Shannon Sharp. Oh,
man,
I'd be
we gonna talk
church.
About this fool here, man. What up, Shannon?
Coming up. Coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll run that prank back with the nephew right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to run that prank back with the nephew. What you got, Tommy?
The title, Shirley, is I Dropped Your Wife. I Dropped Your Wife. Don't knock it. So y'all ain't never dropped nobody hook. You ain't never dropped nobody hook.
No.
Okay. No. Okay. No. Ain't nobody hub and they'll pick y'all up. I'm just saying. Okay.
Just the one and only. Just my. No.
Come on, cat dog. I dropped your wife.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Tony.
This is Tony.
Tony, how you doing? This is nephew Tommy.
Hey, nephew Tommy. I can't believe you're calling me. Oh my God.
You sent an email in to prank your
Yes. Oh, my God. I sent that like months ago. I didn't think you were going to call me.
Yes. I'm calling you now. How long y'all been married?
8 years.
Okay.
8 years. That's my heart.
Okay. Let me ask you something. What makes your husband just go off? What can I do that you know that's a button for him that you don't want to push?
Anything that has to do with me, let me tell you, he is crazy about me. If anybody mess with me, if anybody tries to go off on me, he will lose it.
Okay.
Oh, what are we going to do? I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. You know what? Okay. Check this out.
Okay.
Can you click over on a three-way? Can you call him?
Okay. I can holler from my phone. But you're going to be on the phone, right?
Yeah, I want him to think that I got your phone.
Okay.
I tell you what, you just click over and get him on the line. Just click over. So when you click back, you can't say nothing else. You got to be quiet.
Okay. Because
at the end, I'm going to let you talk to him, okay?
Okay, hold on. Tommy, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, it's ringing.
All right, you hit mute or something, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, baby?
No, this, how you... Is this Darren?
Yeah, this Darren. Who is this?
Hey, we got a bit of a situation with Tony,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got a situation for real. This is my wife's phone. Who is this?
Who is this? We're trying to get Tony actually twisted her ankle, man. So we got to get her to the emergency room and get her checked out.
She twisted her ankle. How'd she twist? Wait. Back up. Who did you say? Who is this? How did Tony twist her ankle?
Actually, she fell and.
All right, man, look, my wife is with her mom right now. Who are you? How'd she twist her ankle? And why are you calling me? Why isn't her mother or somebody calling me? Who is this? You never told me your name, bro.
No, I'm a friend, man. She didn't fall. I actually dropped her.
Whoa. How did you drop her? What do you mean you dropped her?
We had a couple of drinks at the hotel, man, and she...
Wait. Hotel? What the hell you mean a hotel? My wife's supposed to be over her mom's house. Now you calling me from her phone talking about you dropped her? Y'all at some hotel? Why y'all even at a hotel? What the hell are you talking about a hotel, bro? Where the f*** is my wife? Where is Tony? Why ain't Tony on the phone?
Hey, dude, you gotta calm down, man.
You calling me from my wife's phone, talking about she hurt, you dropped her, y'all at a hotel, she's supposed to be at her mom's house? Bro, where is my wife, man?
Tony, I got it. Just hang on.
Tony, put my wife on the phone, man.
Hey, dude, I need you to calm down, man.
No, you talking about y'all about to go to an emergency room, you dropped my wife, y'all at a hotel? Dog, keep putting my on the phone before your be in the emergency room.
Hey, man, listen, you got to calm down. Tony already embarrassed about the
I don't even know who the hell you are. You still ain't told me your name. Put Tony on the phone, bro.
Listen, man, you got to chill out, man. I'm just a friend, okay?
Hey, man,
I'm a friend,
you,
but...
I tell you what, in the emergency room, tell me where y'all at. I'll come to the hotel. I get my own wife and take her wherever she needs to be.
As soon as Tony get dressed, man, I'm going to get her there, okay?
What? As soon as she get dressed? What do you mean as soon... Hey, man, real talk, dog, where y'all at, man? Put Tony on the phone, man.
I'm not putting Tony on you too irate, man. Why are you screaming and hollering, dude?
I swear to God, if I find out where y'all at, I'm going to come over there. It's going to be one for you and Tony. Hey, man, where y'all at, bro? I'm cool. Where y'all at? Tell me where y'all at.
No. I tell you what, man, I'm going to get Tony's ankle taken care of, and we'll get somebody to drop her back off at the house, okay?
I'll drop her off at the house, man. Just tell me where y'all at. I want to come get my wife. I want to make sure she get the treatment that she need, bro. Tell me where y'all at. Don't go nowhere. I want you to be there when I come get her. Don't go nowhere. Where y'all at?
I can't do it. I mean, we didn't...
Put Tony on the phone, man. Put my wife on the phone.
I'm not... Listen,
Let
dude.
Let me talk to my... wife, bruh.
Hey, man, it's the reason why I'm calling, man. She embarrassed about all of this.
And now she gonna be more than embarrassed once. Hey, okay, it's cool. Hey, Patel ain't gonna need to be embarrassed. I love her, man. That's my girl, man. Let me holler at my wife, bruh, please.
No,
that's all
no,
I'm asking.
No. I already
Give
know,
my
man.
My wife a phone, bruh.
Listen, dude.
Hey, man, look, dog, real talk, you still ain't telling me who the you are, dog. All I know is you calling me talking about you in some hotel with my wife and look, let me tell you something. Don't let that leg, that ankle, whatever you say is wrong with my wife, get your whoops, dog, I'm telling you, when I find out who you are, I'm busting your put my wife on the phone, man. That's my last time asking you, dog. I promise this.
Hey, man, what? But see, man, you too irate, man. You too irate.
Put my wife on the phone, bro. That's all I'm saying. You better leave town. That's what I'm saying. You got to leave town, my man. You better leave town.
Do you want to talk? Let Tony decide if she want to talk to you or not, okay?
Let her decide.
Tony, do you want to talk to him, Tony?
Don't even ask him.
Hey, man, you... Hey, man, pull up, bro.
Hey, man.
Pull up.
I don't even know you, man. Put on the phone. You scared to tell me your name.
Tony, you want to talk to him?
Hell yes, you want to talk to me, man. I don't even know why you keep asking those dumb questions. Get on the phone. I'll pay
okay.
the phone bill.
Tony, here she is, man.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Go where the you at?
Baby.
Who are you with? Tony. Hey,
baby.
Tony, look. Hey, I don't have time for games. Where you at and who you with? That's all you got to tell me.
Baby, just calm down. I got something to
where
tell you, okay?
Where are you, Tony? Tony,
baby,
where you at?
Listen to me. Baby, you got to
listen
to me.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Listen to me real carefully, okay?
Where you at, Tony?
Baby, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Baby, you just got pranked by nephew Tony.
You sound like I'm laughing right now?
I love you.
Okay, girl. You hurry up on home. That's cool. All right, you got me.
Take it away, Shirley. I did my job.
Dropping, folks. All right, listen, coming up next, it is Ask the RTLO. That is Riddle-O. It stands for Ready to Love Officer. Coming up next, Ask the Riddle-O right after this.
Really don't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, actress Lauren London stunned fans on the red carpet of her new movie premiere. Academy Award winner Monique has a new movie with producer Lee Daniels. What?
Okay.
And DJ, yeah, can you believe it? And DJ Mustard's ex is asking for $80,000 in monthly child support.
What?
But right now, yes, that's a lot of money, but
he gonna need some
got
more
a lot
mustard.
Of kids.
He's going to need some more mustard.
And ketchup.
Right now, it is time to ask the RTLO. That stands for Ready to Love Officer Nephew Tommy. Delia in Silver Spring says, I'm going out with a guy that I met online. We've been dating for almost a year now, but he's still on that dating site and one other site. When I asked about it, he said it's in case we break up. Well, does that mean he's not serious about me?
Hey, he's serious, but it's just in case. You know what I'm saying? It's just
sure.
in case. So he's not putting all his eggs in the same basket. No, yeah. So he just got a little bit of cushion. You know, he's making sure that, you know, if this don't go well between you and him, then I'm still tied to a couple sites. I can still, you know, handle my business. So you know, it is what it is. He came out and told you what it was. So
when she asked,
you know, he upfront about it. He is upfront about it. Now,
no, he wasn't upfront.
Are you asking if he's not serious? I think he's serious. He just, you know, he's just not all the way 110% all the way in. I'm sorry. And I know you hate to hear this, but he's just not. I'm sorry.
Get out,
so
Delia.
If you want, you ought to get back on the site and get yourself together. So that way you ain't left out there hanging either.
Yeah. Upgrade
you
your
him,
profile.
Do what he do. That's right. Put your new picture out there. Let him know you in there too.
All right. Junior, anything you want to add?
This question ain't even deep. It's not. Does that mean he's not serious about me? Yes.
Next question.
Yeah, next question. Yes, he's not serious. He's still on the dating site.
Right.
Yes. It means he's not serious about you. In case we break up, he said everything. Yes. You need to be dating, what this means.
Moving on to Adrian in Denver. Adrian says, I met a crazy lady and I had sex with her a few times and then she flipped out when I told her I was married. Imagine that. So I had to block her number. Then she showed up at my job and she caused a scene. Do you think she's crazy enough to call my wife?
Oh, that's next, fool. You should have told her about your wife ahead of time. But you think she crazy. She crazy because you let her on and you didn't tell her nothing. Of course. She done came to the job. Your house is next. If not, she gonna come to your church. If I was you, I'd quit going somewhere. You need to really...
You gotta stay in the house.
You might want to stay in the house and just let this die down. And you might really want to get back with her and take care of her because you got yourself in a situation. Sometimes you start something you got to keep doing. I'm just saying.
Imagine her flipping out when he told her she was married. Imagine, wow, she must really be crazy, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
She's crazy.
Junior.
I don't know what's going on with these questions today, but these are very simple. These ain't deep.
Okay.
You
okay.
told us, I met a crazy lady.
Uh-huh.
Then you said, do you think she's crazy enough to call my wife? Yes!
What? Next question.
Next question.
She's looking for that number now. She's looking for that number.
You told us she was crazy. We don't know her, Adrian. You told us. I've been a crazy lady.
Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to Natalie in Chattanooga. Natalie says, I'm 37 years old, and I'm having my fifth child. I only wanted two children, but my husband wants a house full. He has a way of getting me drunk, and I end up pregnant. I plan to get on birth control. Would I be wrong to do it without telling him?
Either that or you're going to be looking like Nick Cannon. You need to get yourself together. You need to quit having all these damn kids. This is too much. You have five. Don't nobody have all these a whole lot of kids no more. What are you doing? And you 30-something years old? You didn't just messed up your little hangout 30s and 40s. That's over with. You up here with these. You got too many kids, lady. And the man wants some more. So, yes, I would get on birth control. I'd even go a little further than that. I dropped my transmission. If I was you, I gone on
Hello.
Let it go.
What?
Yeah.
Tubes tied. Yeah.
Man, tie them up and burn the ends. You didn't have enough kids. You got a basketball team. This is too much.
Yes. Okay. Nephew. Go ahead.
Yeah. To hell with your husband. He ain't had one child. He don't know what that's like.
No.
I see how all my
Come
answers
on,
is going today. I see how they going. Because it's once again, this is a very simple question. You said you only wanted two. You on your fifth. You missed it by three.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you only wanted two, you owe do five. The math. These we ain't talking about. We ain't talking about call. We talking about people. You three people. You three people late. Would I be wrong for not doing? Yes.
And you can't buy all of them a car. It's gonna be a problem. I'm telling you.
This is people. Yes.
How many car seats can you get in a car? How many car seats can you get in a car?
Depends on what the car.
Depends on the car. Yeah.
If it's a back seat, three in the back
seat.
Yeah. Three car seats.
And you need a third row because you got two more.
So you need a bigger car.
Yeah. Whichever.
That's terrible.
Hey. Moving on. This is the last one.
Next question.
Kia.
Next question.
Kia in Indianapolis. Kia says, my best friend and I slept with the same guy, and we just found out. She was telling me how he talked during sex, and I knew it had to be the same guy. We called him, and he said he knew it all along. How do we get him back for playing us?
You can't. You can't. It's too late to get played unless you're finna go do something with one of his friends. But yeah, it's too late. Y'all got played. It happened. It's a done deal. Gone on by. Now don't go back. Okay, don't go back. Don't go do it
what
again.
You mean?
Then don't mess with him no more. Leave him alone. Mm-hmm. Y'all done found out. Let's keep it moving. Junior boy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, Tommy. This is the same thing. I don't know what it is, but he questions.
Simple question.
They're not deep.
Yeah, they're not deep at all. How do we get him back for playing us? You can't. Tommy told y'all. You can't. Did he know all along? Yes, he knew all along. Yes.
But Junior, what should they do? They have no recourse. There's nothing they can do.
What you mean?
Like
Tommy said, what you gonna mess with one of your friends or something? But dog, he knew the whole time. Yeah.
They want revenge.
Let me tell you what men don't forget. They don't forget who they sleeping with.
Uh-huh.
We know who is giving us the cookie. We know.
So if one
you
of
and your
gonna
friend.
Go back.
Yeah, yeah.
One of them
been to both their houses. He's been to both their houses, Tommy. He's seen both their pictures in each other's house. He's seen it.
But he need to quit all that talking, though. Whatever this talking he's doing, he need to quit that. Because that identifies him. Yeah. All this talking. What kind of talking?
How much talking during sex.
All this. I don't know what he's saying, but it's.
Ask him about the other friend. You talked to Cheryl.
What she said?
That's what he talking about. You talked to Cheryl. I did. You talked to Keisha. This is just all the time. Just talking.
That's funny, Junior.
Yo, why is he talking though? That's what I'm saying. Just shut up. I'm disappointed in these questions today. I'm disappointed.
Are you disappointed?
I'm disappointed in these people.
I'm proud of you, though.
Junior, you want them to do talking. Better?
They got to do better. Oh, my gosh. All this talking.
All right. Thank you, Riddalo and Junior, as usual. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Lauren London is back. She is back. She wowed her fans on the red carpet premiere of her brand new Netflix film called You People. The movie is directed by Kenya Burris, and it also stars Nia Long, Eddie Murphy, Julia Louis-Dreyfus from Seinfeld, remember her, of course, and David Duchovny. Lauren wore a stunning pink velvet long-sleeved mini zebra print dress with a pair of matching pink strappy sandals. She was absolutely stunning. She looked beautiful. And of course, so is Nia Long. Nia Long wore a short white dress. And after a little short but sweet exchange with Omarion on the red carpet, the social media trolls had them in a whole relationship. All they were doing was saying hi and greeting each other. But the trolls said they were dating and all of this. Nia was quick to laugh it off and shut down the rumors on an IG post. She said, "Everybody simmer down. I'm single AF, okay?
Right.
I could do what I want and be with who I want, you know?
Yeah. Let Lauren be great. And ain't nobody dating Omarion out the gate.
Right. They did look cute, though. Sidebar, they did look cute, though.
Man.
Moving on to comedian and Oscar-winning actress Monique and super producer Lee Daniels. Well, their first movie together in over a decade is set to be released next month on BET+. It's a new film called The Reading. It's a thriller, and Monique's character is a widow living in a home that is haunted by evil. It will be interesting to see Monique in this role in a scary movie. The Reading premieres February 2nd on BET+. Monique and Daniels had a public reunion back in April of last year after having mutual grievances with each other for over 10 years after that whole the movie Precious, that whole thing, you know, when Monique wanted to get paid for promoting the movie. Anyway, they made up and it looks like all is well. So there you go.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Keep going, girl. Mm-hmm.
Get the check.
Squash
the beat. Get the bag.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. And finally, music producer DJ Mustard and his ex-wife Chanel Terry are in a heated battle over child support, with his ex-wife asking for over $80,000 a month. This is according to The Blast. Chanel is asking for, quote, reasonable support in the amount of $82,628 per month for all three of her children. Now, that's not a lot when you break it like that. Over after
yes,
forensic
it is a
review.
Lot.
No, it ain't.
No,
I'm
no.
With
three
you,
kids.
Get
three
your
kids.
Money.
Yeah,
Chanel.
Three kids.
I ain't
yeah.
spending eight or something. I got three kids every month. I ain't spending that on my three kids.
We not talking about you. We not talking about you.
Well, what is she finna do with this eight? What is we buying these kids for $80,000 a month?
You know, kids are expensive. You have three, but, and kids are expensive.
Huh?
You know, Tom, you know what the disrespectful part of this whole thing?
What?
The $628. That is disrespectful. What the hell is that for? Just say $82,000. Let's move on. But you gonna get me for another $628?
Whatever.
Yeah,
that's a lot of money.
She deserves
y'all.
All of that. I'm still mad at everybody for getting mad at Dr. Dre's ex-wife because saying she got too much. I don't
Hello.
Think she got enough.
What?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like $200,000 a month?
This is for their lifestyle. This is the children's lifestyle. It is
what it is. And that's what I want to ask y'all. What is these kids doing every day? Tell me about these lifestyles.
Whatever they want to do.
They ain't doing nothing. Let me tell you something. If I'm mustard, I'm going on strike. I'm not spending another record. I know that, but I ain't doing it.
Well, I want this. Let this be a lesson to DJ Mayonnaise. This need to be a lesson to you.
Yeah.
Do not get in this mess that mustard
DJ Relish. All of these sauces. Every condiment
you can think of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. DJ Barbecue Sauce.
Yeah, DJ... DJ Sugar Ray's, DJ Ray's.
DJ Ray. Jelly, you know you in trouble.
DJ Polynesian sauce.
Yes, man, come on.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of paper for some kids, man. I love, y'all know I love my kids to death. $80-something thousand a month, that's a lot of paper.
But Tommy, if I had to pay that type of money, I'd denounce my kids every time. I'm not a father no more. $82,620 a month?
That's a lot of money. I did see,
I think it was on social media where Halle Berry got her child support cut in half. That she was paying her ex-husband. You know, she had to pay.
See, that's wrong.
So she got hers cut
see,
in
that's
half.
Wrong
you happy
too.
Now?
That's wrong.
You
see,
happy
that's
now?
Wrong. That's wrong, too. That's
she
wrong.
Got to cut
the
in
full,
half.
Pay the full amount.
That's wrong. And you know the biggest one that upsets me, Mary J. Blige having to pay her hub. That bothers me.
Well, they don't have any children, so that's
exactly.
really wrong.
Yeah.
That's really,
really wrong.
He had children.
He's deadbeat.
Yeah.
But DJ Mustard, my heart go out to you, brother. My heart go out to you, man.
Why?
You're going to have to make some.
He's got
to
pay.
He got to make some more damn song. He got to hurry.
No. If I'm DJ Mustard, I'm at a party. If I catch your ass dancing, I'm turning the music off. Because I'm this child support. I'm not paying it. I'm not paying that much money.
They've been together for 10 years. They have 3 children. Whatever.
Okay. Can I pay it directly to the kids? Can I do that? Can I give it directly to them?
Exactly, Tommy.
Put it in their bank account? No, put it in their bank account. Let it stack. Shirley, you know you ain't. You know doggone well. You can't spend no 80 grand on them.
She was fine when you guys were together. That was okay.
That's
right.
Yeah,
that's right.
We wasn't spending 80 on the kids when we was together.
You don't know that.
You don't yes, know
their lifestyle.
But you know Mustard ain't out there doing it, spending that kind of money like that.
We'd have heard about it by now. We have more than sure. We'd have heard about it.
Boy, he out here mustering around here. Boy, that boy mustering.
No.
Get your money, ladies. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, Carl is up with music news. We'll talk about the superstar that earned $24 million for one show this weekend. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time for music news for today. Carla, what you got for us? I know it's something good.
Listen, it has been, I think, since 2018, since our girl Beyonce has performed in concert. So what, about 4 years?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 4 or 5 years? Oh, Queen B performed this past weekend in Dubai at the Atlantis Royal Hotel. It was an outdoor concert for invited guests only. Mm-hmm. Beyonce, she helped launch the opening of the luxury hotel. So check this out. My girl from H-Town. You know I love me some Beyonce. She opened the show with Etta James. You know, she remade the song At Last. Mm-hmm. And then she performed hits like Halo, Crazy in Love, Drunk in Love, Naughty Girl, Freedom, all her fire hits. She didn't perform any songs from the Renaissance, this current album. She did not perform any songs from that. She invited her 11-year-old beautiful daughter, Blue Ivy, on the stage. They performed Brown Girl.
Oh, okay.
Brown Skin Girl. Yes, and the crowd just went crazy for Blue Ivy. She was joined. Beyonce had an all-female orchestra, Shirley, an all-female precision dance group from Lebanon.
Wow.
And this group actually won America's Got Talent last year. So, I mean, it was just, and then the choreography was by our girl
Was
Fatima.
It televised, Carla?
No, it was not. And actually, concert goers, there was a strict no phones policy. So, you know, the attendees had to put their phones special provided bags they have at shows. But, you know, some of the pictures did get out. We are seeing stuff online. Yeah. So some of the celebrities that were invited were Kendall Jenner, actress Letitia Wright, you know, from Wakanda Forever.
Yeah.
Yes. Of course, Beyonce's girls, Chloe and Halle, the twins. Mm-hmm. Nia Long was there. Terrence J, Real Housewives of Dubai. So it was nice.
Halle
it
who?
Was nice. You know, Beyonce.
The twins.
Yeah, yeah.
When I hear Halle, you know, I you
can't. No, Halle Berry ain't in everything.
I'm sorry. It just takes my attention. I'm sorry. It just takes my attention.
B's husband was there. Jay-Z was there. Her parents, Tina Knowles Lawson, was there. Matthew was there. So we all heard the rumors prior to the show. Beyonce was paid $24 million.
Come on, B.
What?
Come on, B.
to perform at this hotel. So if she performed about 75 minutes,
come
my
on,
girl made $25 million in 75 minutes.
I know one thing,
and
Carl.
She ain't performed in 4 years. She don't need to perform like 25 more years now. You ain't got to do nothing else.
I'm telling you right now,
you ain't got to
run.
Do nothing.
My what? Runs would be so long. My runs when I'm singing.
Oh, you be holding out the songs and
living. Coming up next, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis has removed African American studies from schools' curriculum. We'll talk about it right after this.
He's still singing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' administration for blocking an advanced placement course on African American studies from being taught in Florida public schools. Jean-Pierre stated, quote, it is incomprehensible. Let's be clear. They didn't block AP European history. They didn't block art history. They didn't block music history. When you think about the study of Black Americans, this is what he wants to block. The Florida Department of Education documented that the course isn't historically accurate and breaks state law. Therefore, it won't be included in Florida's course directory. Wow.
How is it not accurate? Where is he getting that information from?
And you know this how, Governor.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
this how.
Yeah.
Right, right. And Black history, again, is American history. You know, it is.
It's the story they don't want told. That's the problem.
That's right. Now, that's what it is.
Now you don't want your kids to know what your ancestors did. That's your issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening even in other cities outside other states outside of Florida are doing it as well. And even you know what? Even when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I swear, the amount of African Americans in the history book was, I swear, maybe 2 or 3 pages. That was it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You had a page about slavery, and when you turned the page, we was at Dr. King. It went that fast.
Yeah.
That quick.
We didn't learn about it in school, that's for sure, unless you had a school that taught specifically Black history, and that came much later. But yeah, we weren't taught that.
Mm-mm. Well, part of that staying woke in the education system. Part of that is they don't want these kids and educators that are teaching these subjects to feel guilty about
right.
what their ancestors have done in the past. But mm-hmm. use this as, these are conversations and this is part of history that needs to be told. And we need to teach all children, all races, these things. And then as a part of it, you can learn what can you do better to move forward and teach the future generation.
But you got to know the story.
So yeah,
you
but you don't even want to be exposed to it. You don't want to hear it because it's
right.
uncomfortable. Well, imagine how uncomfortable it was for us.
For us.
That had to experience mm-hmm. it mm-hmm. and that had to hear about it, about our ancestors. So, you know.
And it is history. It is still history. It is
Absolutely.
Still history. It involved Black people, but it's not just Black history. It's yeah. history, period.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he wants
All right,
to be the president. Keep your eye on DeSantis.
That's right.
Y'all
that's
remember that
said.
When it comes mm-hmm. time for voting and all of these things in the state of Florida. Every election, you all need to stay woke because mm-hmm. these kind of people get in power and they showing you who they are. Believe them, mm-hmm. right?
True colors.
Yeah, yep.
I'm so Absolutely. Sick of politics.
I am too, Tommy. I really
so
am.
It's like, can
I
we
am.
Get a moment to breathe? Can we just find that moment to just breathe?
No, yep. too much no. hatred and evil in this world.
Exactly.
It's really sad. It's really
you gotta
sad.
Stay
right.
woke.
Mm-hmm. In Atlanta, 6 people were arrested Saturday. This is downtown Atlanta during protests that came in response to a proposed police training facility and the fatal police shooting of an activist earlier this week. The protesters marched in a peaceful manner Sunday evening down a central Atlanta street, but a group within that crowd later began committing illegal acts, including breaking windows and attacking police cruisers. Police arrested 6 people and were continuing to investigate whether there were any others involved in illegal activity, the police chief said. 3 businesses sustained damage to their windows. So this is a terrible situation that's going on in Atlanta. You know, it's just terrible. You want to protest. I mean, that is your right. But then,
but you got to
you know,
stay peaceful, though.
Yeah, this happens. You know, yeah, this happens. And, you know, the people are angry with the police. And the mayor came out and said, you know, whoever you are, we will catch you. We will catch you, and we will prosecute you. We will arrest you. We will find you. So whoever you are. Yeah, and they will. Whoever you are.
It's cameras everywhere. They're going to find
you. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just let people live. Let people, that's their constitutional right to protest. Mm-hmm.
You can protest. Yeah. Yeah, that is your right. But anyway, they're looking for the suspects right now. All right, coming up next, it is the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, we were nude when we met. Okay? Marinate on that for a moment.
That's a beautiful thing right there. That's a beautiful. Now, that's how you meet. When you want to meet somebody, that's how, you know what? We should open up a club or something like that, y'all, like that. You know what I'm saying?
Like what? Club nude. Club naked.
Club nude or something. Club naked. Yeah. You know, just, and you, when you, you know, you derobe when you come in, you know? You can go to the bar,
the swingers
naked.
Club, isn't
you can get
it?
Out on the dance floor, naked. Mm-hmm, you can just, but you meet, now you're meeting that person for real.
This sounds like a really profitable business.
Come on,
shut up, Junior. You in, you
promise you.
And your boy.
Yeah. You're in, Junior.
I don't like all his ideas, but this one makes most
come on.
Sense.
And look at him. Swipe your card when you come in. That way you ain't naked walking around with your credit card in your purse. You see what I'm saying? Swipe it, and then we got your number. We give you a little wristband. You know.
Yeah. Where do you keep your card after you swipe it?
Yeah.
Put it in your. I'm gonna have a locker room and everything.
Oh, you got lockers. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Oh. Yeah. Put your stuff up. Like when you go to the skating rink, just put it in your locker. You
know skating rink.
Well, they may not have no more. They had them when we was there. But I'm just saying. Look, listen, think naked. That's the problem is that you're not thinking naked.
And Tommy, you could add in there, Tommy, you could have a spa in there.
Yep.
You can get massages and everything.
Come on, boy.
Dog, I'm telling you, you can do all of this, okay?
Junior, let me tell you something. I think me and you need to go to the bank and get this loan and go, and open up this naked club.
I really do. I think this will work.
You know how many people... You're going to tell the loan officer you need the money for what? I want to hear
for that. For naked.
for club naked.
Club naked, yeah.
And do you have any experience as a business owner in this industry?
None whatsoever.
Nah. I mean, I've been naked every day and so have
when
y'all.
When I get out of the shower,
I got experience in naked. Yeah. All of us do.
You know,
okay, and y'all over there laughing, but y'all gonna be at this grand opening.
No.
Okay,
yeah, we'll support you from afar.
Support us when y'all there. That's when y'all need support.
Well, it depends on how much we talking. I ain't really turning my nose up.
This is gonna be great.
That's the subject of today's strawberry letter. We were nude when we met.
Yes.
Right now, it is time for the nephew. We'll get into that in just a bit because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm sorry, Shirley. We got to go down to the church and we about to repo some pews. Hey, I'm sorry. Bill ain't paid. We got to get these pews. Y'all going to be standing up Sunday. Come on, let's go.
Hello? I'm trying to reach a Pastor Wilkins.
Yeah, this is Reverend Dr. Wilkins.
You're the pastor of Baptist Church, am I right?
Baptist Church, that's correct. How can I help you?
Okay. Listen, my name is Daniel, and I'm calling from RCS, which is Church Supply. And we have an outstanding bill here that we wanted to bring to you all's attention. For like $23,000 for your pews that has not been paid. So we wanted to see...
not to cut you off, is Mr. is it?
Yeah, Daniel
from RCS?
Yeah, Church Supply, sir. This is actually where you guys got your pews.
Okay, outstanding bill for $23,000. Well, first of all, that's normally... all outstanding bills are handled by our finance department. You know, you would need to speak to our treasurer. And they will be able to help you with that.
Well, evidently, sir, that this hasn't been taken care of in this matter when it comes to these pews. Because like I stated before, you guys owe $23,000 on these pews. And I think this was probably 12 to 13 years ago. So maybe this was something before you got there. But nevertheless, there's still an outstanding bill. And right now, we're actually going to be repossessing these pews as of early 7 o'clock Sunday morning.
This Sunday morning, no. We have the Women's Day. The missionary is here today. And also Sunday, we have, like, our
I understand you have a lot of things, and you actually run it off your schedule. Tell me, that's really not my concern. And maybe your Women's Day or whatever is going, y'all going to do it standing up. Because right now...
No, we're not going to do it. You're not understanding me, see. Did you say 12 or 13 years ago?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've been the past here for 10 years, and, you know that has nothing to do with me.
Occurred before you got there. But nevertheless, the bill is still outstanding, and these pews need to be taken care of. Now, if y'all don't have the $23,000, then I got to come pick these pews up Sunday morning, sir. We're gonna bring a moving truck over there.
You're not hearing me. And first of all, this is my private number. How did you get this number?
Your number's here in the books as a contact.
No, this is only, I only get this out to very few people, and I know none of them would give out my number. So that's an issue right there. And second of all, if you're talking about coming in our church Sunday morning to take our pews, that's not something you really want to do, sir.
Sir, I have to do my job. The same way you get up on Sunday morning and you have to do yours, I have to do mine. So my job is to get these pews back because you guys are $23,000 in the rears.
No, Kyle, let me tell you, I ain't always been a preacher. Now, you come in my church and you touch them pews, I'm going to come out there pulpit on you.
Okay, sir, I'm not here to go to what you used to be and what you are now. I'm not going to go back and forth with you on that. The bottom line, sir.
There's some consequences you don't want to deal with, son, because, you know, Let me calm down, because, you know, you're about to make me say some words that I've been delivered from, thank God.
I'm going to deliver them pews away from you on Sunday. Now, I got to come and pick them pews up. That's the bottom line. Do you have $23,000 Sunday morning?
$23,000? I understand that's not the issue. The issue is, you have no business calling me on my personal phone. I'm in my meditation time right now, trying to get consecrated for, you know, my message that I have to deliver later this afternoon. So we need all of our pews.
Okay, well, let me ask you something, sir. Do you have the $23,000 that you can give me Sunday morning, and then you can continue whatever it is you have going on that day? Other than that, I'm going to have to take them pews.
I got the poll maybe $23,000, but you're not listening, son. That ain't my bill. I ain't paying it. You ain't touching my pew.
I'm not going to continue to go. Okay, listen. I'm trying to respect. What's Pastor Wilkins? I'm trying to respect you, first of
Reverend,
all.
Reverend Dr. Wilkins. I'd appreciate it if you called me in my name. Reverend Dr. Wilkins.
Okay, Reverend Dr. Wilkins. Now, first of all, I'm coming up there Sunday. Now, I'm hoping I only have to lay hands on these pews. Now, if I got to lay hands on something else, then I got to do what I got to do.
You can come on up here. If you set foot on the property, that's cool. But you touch them pews, I got some boys in here. They can take that Jesus coat off. They can lay it down. They can get with you, partner. You understand? Yeah, hey, you know what? I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. I ain't got no problem.
Wait.
You talking about coming to me into my church? Taking my pews?
I'm going to do what I got to do, man. And y'all, $23,000.
I'm going to do what I got to do in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen.
Either y'all going to pay up or stand up the whole service. Now, which one do you want?
We can handle this however you want to handle it.
I got something else I want to tell you. You listening to me, Pastor?
I'm listening, but you ain't saying nothing, son.
Pastor, is you listening?
What you got to say to me?
I've got to say this to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your entire deacon boy.
Who? What? Who?
This is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your deacon board got me to prank phone call you.
Man, boy, I can't believe this. Boy, you almost made me lose my religion, son.
You hung in there, Pastor.
Which one of them was it?
Deacon Glover.
Okay. I've got some things I've got to talk to Deacon Glover about, you know. I was wondering how you got my personal cell phone number anyway, man, so.
Well, I'm glad I was able to put a laugh on your face today.
Ooh, man, I needed the boy, because you ran me hot, boy.
Pastor, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Hey, listen, let me tell you this. Keep doing what he's doing. The first minute of every show. Man, I love that.
Okay.
I really love that. And really, it really blesses the people.
He'll appreciate that, man. He really will.
Oh, Lord. All right. Coming up next, the strawberry letter.
What?
RCS.
The subject, we were nude when we met. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. Time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on sex, on dating, parenting, work, relationships, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to Steve Harvey FM and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That is for you, J. Anthony Brown. We miss you.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, we were nude when we met. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 31-year-old single man. I'm 6'4", and I work out 5 days a week. So I'm in great physical condition. I am a doctor now, and I come from a large family. So to put myself through medical school, I worked as a male dancer and porn star, and I was able to make a lot of money. Sex was never a problem for me, and when I worked, I was having sex up to 5 times a day with all kinds of voluptuous women. I didn't think much about sex because it was my job. All of that changed when I met a new girl at work. She walked onto the set, and we both were nude, and she had the most beautiful body I'd ever seen. She was a veteran in the industry, and I was intrigued that she wanted to work with me. We had sex on camera, and it was instant chemistry. It was like we were made for each other. Sex didn't mean much to her either. Steve, you're going to love this line. But she had to admit that I was very good at what I did.
Come on, boy.
We ended up being friends with benefits, and that's all we could be since she was married. There's also an age difference. She's older, but that never mattered to her, and we have been in our situationship for over 6 years. To this day, I'm still under her spell. She is not happy in her marriage, but she told me she'd never get a divorce because her husband always supported her lifestyle, and he has been good to her. I love her, too, and I want to be with her.
I do, too.
You love her, too, Junior? I'm thinking about moving to a neighboring city to get a fresh start, but I'm afraid she will forget about me. Am I crazy to think she might have a change of heart and want me? Uncle Steve, should I start dating other women, or should I keep shooting my shot with her? Well, you know, we're going to tell you, at least I am. Stop shooting your shot with her. You know, we're going to tell you to leave this married woman, of course, because that is the right thing to do. Everybody says they're not happy in their marriage when you're dating them. Yeah, everyone says that when they're in an affair. They're not happy in their marriage. Everybody says that.
Who the hell you talk to said that? Never mind.
Is this your segment?
I just said that though.
Yeah, yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Y'all going on.
Be quiet, okay? Be quiet. Just because we're talking about naked people, you think you can get in the ladder? All right. I definitely think you should go ahead and move to a neighboring city and get a fresh start. Yes, you have chemistry with this woman. Yes, she's beautiful, the most beautiful body you've ever seen. Yes, you guys love working together and you're intrigued and you're under her spell and you've been together for over 6 years. But how is this going to work? I mean, you want to just keep hope alive thinking that she's going to leave her husband? It usually never works out that way, okay? It just does. You're a doctor. You can get someone, okay? Okay. Keep hope alive. Yeah. Are you crazy to think she might have a change of heart and want you? I mean, you're not crazy, but most people who think that, their wish does not come true for the most part. You got to start dating other women and stop shooting your shot because you've been with her for 6 years and nothing's changed. It is time to move on, Mr. 6'4", working out 5 days a week and a doctor now. You can find someone else. All right, Steve. And you make a lot of money. Come on, Steve.
What? What, Shirley?
You heard me. I mean every word of that.
This was your response to this letter?
Yes. What?
Please straighten it out.
Come on.
What is wrong with you?
Just straighten it out.
What are you talking to these people for? Like, this is normal. You should leave this married woman. We talking about two porn stars.
Your heroes.
Why are you trying to have a morality conversation with two damn porn stars?
He asked a question. He did
you
ask a question.
You sitting up here talking about the right thing to do. The right thing to do. They ask is porn stars.
He's a doctor,
when
Steve,
did
now.
They give a damn about the right thing to do.
He's a doctor now.
They screw on camera for a living and for money. This is prostitution being filmed. This is what this is, to have sex for money. That's what are you
sense.
Talking about, Shirley? How dare you? You're
He's
too
a doctor,
much of a Christian
Steve.
Sometimes.
I'm too much of a Christian sometimes.
Being a doctor.
He did that to work his way through school. You heard that.
Medical school.
Girl.
You heard that.
And how many times have you heard strippers say this? But you still a stripper.
I knew a few.
girl.
Just right. give your well, answer. That's my answer. Just give yours.
My answer is about your answer. So when I do answer this on the second half of this letter, everybody going to understand why I'm
but
coming
I'm not
from.
Changing
I
mine.
Don't give a damn about that. I don't want you to change yours. Uh-uh. I'm going to argue from a different standpoint. And what I don't want you doing is talking about, Steve, that's too much. We don't want to do that on the air. Well, we're doing it on the air.
Well, you know I'm going to say that. All right.
And we're going to do this on the air. You did yours.
All right. Look, we'll have part two of Steve's
Six
response.
Six going to work out 5 days a week.
Yeah. That's what you're mad about.
Ripped.
Just say it.
He ripped.
Just say it.
What? That ain't got a damn thing to do with it.
Nothing
yes,
at all.
It does.
You'll find out
voice.
What I'm mad about. Come on, let's go.
All right, we'll be back with Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, we were nude when we met. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on, let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, we were nude when we met.
He is a man. 31 years old.
Start low, dog. Start
I love
low.
Him. I love
nah,
him.
He gonna try to trick us with the I'm 6'4", workout 5 days
I know
a
you're
week,
upset about
so
that.
I'm in great physical condition. Mm-hmm. They ain't upset about nothing. I don't care. I ain't 31. I am a doctor now, and I come from a large family. Oh man, congratulations, dog. Then the letter starts turning. So to put myself through medical school. This where we supposed to forgive everything. I worked as a male dancer and a porn star and was able to make a lot of money. Sex was never a problem for me when I worked. Okay, dog. A lot of people can say that. I can make that statement.
Really?
Sex has never been a problem for me when I worked.
Why are you competing?
But then this where the letter take a turn. I was having sex up to 5 times a day with all kinds of voluptuous women. That's never happened.
No.
See?
Fine.
I didn't think that much about sex because it was my job. All that changed when I met a new girl at work. She walked on the set and we were both nude and she had the most beautiful body I had ever seen. Well, get in line, homie. You ain't the only one seeing this beautiful body here. She was a veteran in the industry. I was intrigued that she wanted to work with me. She done worked with everybody else? What the hell are you happy about?
Are you judging?
She is a veteran in the industry, and I was intrigued that she wanted to work with me. She done worked with everybody else. We had sex on camera, and it was instant chemistry. Oh, okay, partner. It was like we was made for each other. Yes, come on, dog. Sex didn't mean much to her either. I guess not. Don't mean nothing to her. We ended up being friends with benefits. And that's all we could be since, and here where Shirley started getting real Christian, since she was married.
That's where the moral cards come in.
Wait a minute, hold on. The porno star is married?
Mm.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Obviously, these weren't the same vows you supposed to take. One of the lines in the marriage vow says to cling unto her and only unto her. She done latched on to everybody come on the set. Ooh. 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 There's also an age difference because she's older. Oh, now the old veteran. You 31 putting it on you like you ain't ever had before. But that never mattered to her, and we have been in this situation for over 6 years. Oh, okay.
What?
So you've been the side piece for 6 years. To this day, I'm still under her spell. She did something. You know why she good at it? Because she do it all the time. Practice.
She get paid for it.
Veteran. Practice. Yeah, professional. She done stuff for you. She learned this stuff. She is not happy in her marriage. Well, let me guess why. Here's a porn star that's not in her happy because she sleep with a lot of men and a lot of men sleep with her better than her husband do. You're damn right she ain't happy because she got too many people to compare it to. And the list goes on. I like Thunderbolt. I like Thunderbolt. I like Beef Jerky. I like Powerhouse.
Those are their names.
I like Big Dog Daddy. I like Big Dog Daddy. I like Spanky the Spook. I like
what?
I like Tantalizing Terrace. I like Big Juicy Jerome. Yeah, see, she got a lot that she going on. And then she said she ain't happy in her mind, but she told me she'd never get a divorce because her husband always supported her lifestyle and he has been good to her. Hell yeah, he stayed with her. Over to you, dog. You dumbass. That's a doctor. Want to marry a porn star? And when you take her up to the office, and 18 of your customers recognize
him. Ain't that
And he know it's gonna happen because he say, "I love her too, and I want to be with her." Mm-hmm. Sir, you want to be with her? You want, boy? Hold on, let me read this line. Right here. I love her too, and I want to be with her. You want to be with her? You know how many men want to be with her? You can't count the men that done been with her. Your dumb ass don't take your ass and go to work and quit being stupid. Now, this is how stupid he is. I'm thinking about moving to a neighboring city to get a fresh start, but I'm afraid she'll forget about me. Am I crazy to think she might have a change of heart? You better hope she don't and won't me. Boy, she wants you. Who she don't want? Hell, just give me that list.
She won't me. Your business.
Who she don't want?
Yes. All right, so Steve, we got to get out of this letter, okay? Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Sports Talk with Junior right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
You know what, Shirley? Let's just go ahead and cut to it, man. shout out to Shedden Sharp. I just want to just say, I'm proud of you, man. I'm proud of Shedden Sharp. Y'all saw him at the Laker game Friday.
What happened, though, Junior?
This is the thing, man. All Shedden Sharp, everybody knows Shedden Sharp is a huge LeBron James fan.
Yes, he is. Yes,
he is huge on LeBron James. Shedden Sharp courtside told Dylan Brooks, "You can't guard LeBron James." Dylan Brooks, in return, said, "F you."
Oh, goodness.
And then Shedden said, "Hey. F you."
Oh, no.
Next thing you know, the whole Memphis Grizzlies basketball team is trying to take on Shedden Sharp. Then you got Ja Morant, Ja Morant daddy, all the Morants, the grandfather Morant, all these Morants came out. You got everybody over there. I just want to say shout out to Shedden. He said y'all don't even want these problems. Now, I know Shedden been retired for a long time, but he's still in shape.
He's still in shape.
He still got it. I just
but I don't think them. But I don't think them Morants nothing to play with either. Morants now. That ain't nothing to play with now.
That's what made it interesting. Carla, go ahead.
You know what I liked about that whole scenario? Yes, Shedden Sharp was trash talking to the ball players while they were actively playing the game, and the dad got involved, Daddy Morant. And but what I loved at the end of all the trash talking, they hugged it out.
They did.
Okay.
They hugged it out.
See,
and
I missed
they squashed, that. Part. They squashed the beef right then and there like grown men.
They were able to trash talk and able to laugh.
I'm scared to hug Sharp, though. I'm scared to hug Sharp. That's a hard hug right there.
They did hug it out. But I just want to give him a shout out. Man, if it take all the security in that section to move Shedden Sharp to a tunnel, dog, this brother was not playing. You be thinking like, you know, they forget he didn't care about being on Undisputed. He didn't care about his job. He didn't care about Skip Bayless. He focused on was the Memphis Grizzlies. And then it's just the fact that he actually is actually trying to take on the entire basketball. Doc, I never wanted to fight 15 people. I know one. Shedden didn't care. He just told everybody, y'all don't want these problems.
Yeah, I think out of 15, he gonna knock out 10 at least. I'm telling you, that's a bad part now.
It was cool though. T. Morant and Shedden Sharp. I mean, the referees was trying to.
The referee, everybody.
Everybody.
I thought it was a football game myself. I said, look at this boy. It's running through this defense. I know that. He's going through this defense.
Big ups to Sam. I'm glad they squashed it at the end. I'm glad they squashed it at the end.
You know, let that be a lesson on how to handle conflict and beef. You could talk it out at the end like grown men.
Yeah. Squash it, man.
Love it. Love it.
I loved it, man.
All right, Shirley. All right, Junior. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife needs her husband to get a life, get a hobby, get some friends. We'll talk about it when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, this question is from SteveHarveyFM.com, and it's from Pamela in Virginia. She needs some advice. Pamela says, hi, Steve and family. I'm 42 and I've been married for 6 years. My husband and I survived being quarantined together, but he got on my last nerve, wanting to watch all of my shows and commenting on them. Now he's hooked on reality TV and can't wait to watch all of my shows. If my girlfriends call, he's all in my conversation. If we're talking about TV, I need him to get a life. I wish he liked sports or enjoyed hanging with his friends. He loves hanging with me 24/7. How do I tell him to get a life and get away from me?
Ooh. Well, let me say this. If he watching Ready to Love, I can't be mad at him. You understand what I'm saying? I cannot.
Right.
If he watching Ready to Love, baby, then I understand he wants to sit there and watch it with you. Mm-hmm. But on the serious tip, if you got a man that y'all don't, he don't have nothing to do, all he want to do is be around you, that's going to be an issue. Man, I love my wife to death, but we need our separation. I got to be able to go over here, come back. When I come back, I'm glad to see her. So he needs to find him some stuff to do. You need to get you some golf clubs in your hand. You need to find you a hobby. You need to get this brother a hobby. Won't you turn him on to something that he can do alone or with his boy? Now, just keep in mind, though, when you turn him on to something, and he start doing that, keep in mind, now your time is not easy. He's not going to be focused on you the way he was. I just want you to know, you're playing with something that you might not want to play with.
What you're saying is be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I miss my man.
So be careful what you're asking for. But I understand you want that space. I get it. Mm-hmm. You want that space. Mm-hmm.
I don't see nothing wrong with this myself, because I am him.
You up on the hook?
So you comment on the reality TV shows?
Oh, my wife got me hooked on all of this. Family or Fiance, Ready to Love, Married at First Sight. I'm watching all these shows. I'm in it. I understand. And she get on the phone. We start talking about it. She put on speakerphone. I said, "Can you believe Charles? I'm there.
I love it, Junior.
I'm in there, Carla."
No, let
Family
me tell
Family or Fiance?
You.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Okay, so, Junior, what's your favorite reality housewife franchise? Which one are you into?
Housewives of Atlanta. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Ooh-wee. But let me tell you something. It ain't the same without NeNe. I know that.
Right. I agree.
Ooh-wee. I don't understand what she's upset about. We have something combined about. I know my wife get tired of that, but she turns it on.
It's hard not to if it's on.
90 Day Fiancé, I'm on it. 90 Day Fiancé, on it.
I trip out on the one with the
Usman and Kimberly. Y'all got to see this couple. This is
your favorite.
Y'all got to see this couple.
Favorite right there.
Oh, my God.
Which one is it that the family decides?
Family or Fiancé. Boy, you got to watch it. Let me tell you something. You got to get the blessings of the family, okay?
Right.
That's the
three one. Members from your family and three members from his family, they come down for a weekend, and the issues, they come out. They family going to tell them, I'm not giving you my blessing. They don't like the fiancé. They don't like the former husband. They don't like none of them. And it'd be good, too, girl. Oh, my God. you got to see Kim and Greg. That couple right there, that was my favorite. I swear to God. What is she upset about?
Your advice, because you put me on to Little Women of Atlanta.
Oh, Little Women.
Never.
Oh, my God. Little Women, I swear to God, I see all these plugs and plants. You can see all of this on Little Women. All you see is outlets and plants. You see all of that. You don't never see a window or nothing on this show. You don't never
outlets
see a window.
And plants.
Plants. You see stuff on the floor. dog, you got boy, you got stupid. To watch that. That's just amazing. You never know how much stuff on your floor. I be seeing VCR boxes. I be seeing cable boxes. You see all of this. They be sitting Robert. There talking, leaning on stuff.
I hate you.
Oh, you got to watch that.
What's the one in Huntsville, Jimmy?
Love and Marriage Huntsville.
Oh my God. That boy know how to wear a tight shirt. I know that. That's all I can say.
Martell
got tight shirts on lock. Go ahead, Martell. Damn them.
Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of this ignorant show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, listen to this. If your dream job is to be a flight attendant, then Netflix has your ideal job, okay? They have a huge corporate jet, a Gulfstream G550, reserved for its VIPs and high-level managers. They are looking, now here's the job part. They are looking for a qualified flight attendant. They are offering a competitive salary. Get this salary, $385,000 a year, okay?
I'll bring you some food for $385.
Come on, okay. All right, this is what they need you to be. This is what they need you to be if you're applying for the job. They need you to possess independent judgment, discretion, and outstanding customer service skills, okay?
I got real good customer skills.
I can do that.
As well, you also have to be able to work weekends and holidays.
I do that already. Check. I do all
that. Oh, I can't work on a holiday, though. I can't do that.
I just gotta have my
holiday.
Why can't you work on a holiday to get almost $400,000 a year?
Yeah. I'm telling you
I just can't. I can't give you my Christmas. I can't.
I mean, your holidays, and I
want all my holidays. President's Day, Halloween. I want all my holidays.
Well, you ain't doing nothing. Yeah. This is me.
Greetings, everyone. Saint Welcome Patrick to Flight 458 after Las Vegas. Thank you so much for coming on board. If you could look right now, we have two X's on the back, two X's on the front, and over the wing.
That's how it sounds.
That would sound like on your
saying.
Flight. Yo, what the hell are they talking about?
Yeah. Mask will drop from above. You will have to put your mask on. Drop before having any birthday season.
All right.
That's me.
Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time for Would You Rather. All right, guys, would you rather be a comedian at the church anniversary, and you know what that means, or would you rather be a comedian at a nursing home party?
We get
to cuss, and it's a whole lot finna happen with them people at that retirement place. Oh, yeah.
At the nursing home.
When you say
a lot,
like what?
Yeah.
Somebody gonna pee on themselves. It's a lot finna happen. It's people got them oxygens on.
I'm there for nursing home because you can tell the same joke twice. They ain't gonna remember it the first time. You can tell. I said.
Start with it and close with it.
Dog, they ain't gonna know. Why I be in there, but y'all ain't got long, huh? Why don't y'all go work? That's terrible.
Who here on Oxycontin? Come on now. Raise your hand on Oxycontin. Feeling good, ain't you? Boy, I'd be hitting that.
They didn't took their teapot. They ain't got their teeth. There's a lot going on at the nursing home.
Boy, when you see all them, the ambulance pulling these dead bodies out here, I done killed these people. Boy, I'm out here working. I'm out here killing their ass.
Boy, knock them dead.
Mr. Williams, you about to go.
Oh, that's terrible.
All right, would you rather? We're moving on, Junior.
Flatline.
Would you rather have mediocre sex once a day or outstanding sex once a week?
I like the mediocre. Let me have the mediocre.
Every day.
Every day.
I'm in there.
I'm getting
bad sex still good, y'all. Hey, let's get therapy straight. Even
I'm telling you. If it's
and
bad,
bad sex yeah. can get better.
Yeah. If we keep working on it.
Yeah, you can work on it.
Every day.
Every day. Every day.
We're going to get there. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm waiting for this time. You know, your mediocre was good today. My mediocre was good today. Okay, now.
Okay.
All right.
Wait
now,
till tomorrow.
Ooh, yeah. You be bringing that mediocre, baby.
Once a week. Gotta wait till Thursday.
All right. Would you rather remove the password on your phone or would you rather remove all your facial hair?
Where I'm going with B. I'm already there.
No facial hair.
Yeah. Nah,
yeah, that's true, Junior. Why don't you have facial hair?
I'm going with A. I can't this goatee is all I got left. I can't let this go. I'm sorry.
You can't?
I gotta have this goatee.
So your password. So Jack, you pick your phone.
You can have it. You know what? Go through it. Find what you're looking for.
What
are you looking for? Ain't nothing in there. Ain't nothing in there. Go on in there. Find what you're looking for.
You cleaned it out. Damn thing. That's all that means.
It ain't a damn thing in there.
Go through it.
All right.
It ain't no contacts in there. Ain't nothing in there. It ain't a damn thing in there.
What happened?
You cleaned out your cloud.
Yeah, he did.
Boy, if you walk through my cloud, Lord have mercy.
Raining, thunderstorm.
It's a thunderstorm up in that cloud. Oh,
all right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Thanks, guys. Coming up, it is our last break of the day, and we'll be back to close out the show with some closing remarks at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, it is our last break of the day. Time to close out the show, wrap things up. And I know you guys are still a little salty about the story that we talked about earlier, music producer DJ Mustard and his ex-wife, Chanel Terry. You know, you all were mad because his ex-wife is asking for over $80,000 a month just to review. They have three kids. They've been together for 10 years. They're no longer together. He's upset about that. Her attorneys, Chanel's attorneys, claim that Mustard's 2020 adjusted gross income was over $10 million, and they're waiting for the amount for his 2022 earnings. Meanwhile, now this is a part that we didn't get a chance to talk about earlier. Chanel does receive $35,000 a month in spousal support. So she's getting $80 for the children and $35 for spousal support.
She just greedy. She greedy.
I know y'all hate to hear me say it.
So get your money, Chanel. Mm-hmm. Secure your bag.
I will fake my death right in front of them.
You know what?
I would. I would. Y'all gonna get out of my pocket. I promise.
That's illegal.
What?
It's the kids. Why do you act like it's?
I'm gonna make
sure
them kids get. But I'm finna die in front of her though. We finna go.
I don't agree with everything you say, Tommy. But you know, cause you stupid. But dog, that sounds like the right move.
Dog, I'm talking about they finna have my funeral and everything. What? And I'm going to my funeral with a mask on. We having my funeral. We're not finished. Okay, how much? 80 something thousand and 30.
Wait. So you're going to your funeral with your mask on. So it's a closed casket, obviously. If you're showing
anybody
up.
In there? Ain't nobody know in who you are.
Oh, Carla, they cremating me. Yeah,
it's a memorial.
Nice, nice urn up there, everything. Yeah,
Your picture.
I'm not finna spend all this money for this funeral and I ain't died. You see what I'm saying? No,
but why do you think that's too much money, though? That's the part I.
Now we talking about $100,000 for her and these kids on a monthly basis.
$117,000 a month, Tommy. That's 117.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She had the children. She carried them for 9 months.
I'm all of that.
Y'all kill me with this right here.
Yeah.
And I bow.
Literally, we kill you.
Yes, and I'm going to die for you. I will. I promise you I will. As soon as you hit me with this high bill, this hundred and something a month, I'm out.
But he makes $10 million.
That has nothing to do with it, Shirley. That's not
it has everything to do with it.
Yes. No. $117,000 going to one person that I ain't with no more? I can't see that.
The mother of your three children.
I tell the judge, my kids ain't even that smart. I don't even think they deserve $117,000 a month. My kids, I'm talking, one of them is still eating paper. I don't care. You're not getting $117,000. I'm not paying for that.
That's a lot of paper, man. No, that's a lot of paper for 1 month. We're talking about 1 month.
1 month.
We're talking $10 million. You forget that part, though. He can afford it. They're his children. They have a lifestyle. Yeah, they have a lifestyle.
I swear, the courts need to change this mess right here. Yeah, they really do. That's just too much money to raise. It don't take all that to raise a child. And y'all know that.
Only time
all of us have raised our kids and we ain't spent no $80,000 on our kids per month. Stop.
We probably spent more. Only per month?
Are you listening to yourself?
Yes,
per month. No.
The only time I agree with you is when the wife has to pay spousal.
Absolutely, Shirley.
That's the only time I agree with you.
Agree with me when it is right. Let's talk about what's right. Not just because
the women have to carry the babies and all of that, and morning sickness and all of that, and all
girl,
of
you
that
better
stuff.
When Jackie was sick in the morning, I was sick with her. I was sick too.
It ain't the same.
The weight gain.
I was morning sick, afternoon sick, evening sick. So I was sick too.
Tommy, the weight gain. Okay, so
the weight gain, all of it.
So that's $117,000 a month for weight gain.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so you just don't want to take your lazy ass to the gym. That's what you don't want to do?
Oh, now I'm lazy?
I've carried your child, three of them for 9 months.
Oh, 117? Okay.
117, you know what you're supposed to be looking like. What?
Oh, so now this is about my looks? Oh, you're talking yourself up into a higher bill every month.
Lord, if I done stuck my Stephen A. Smith foot in my mouth. Let me be quiet. Let me just shut up.
Okay, can we just look at $20,000 a month? Would that be cool?
No.
Okay.
You can't tell me that you can't.
Okay,
let's look at this. Three kids. You can't tell me between $5,000 and $10,000 you can't take care of a child on a monthly basis. You cannot tell me that. I'm sorry.
I can tell you that.
But we're not talking about a child. We're talking about your child and my child. You make $10 million. This is the amount. This is it, precious.
Yeah.
Get your checkbook out.
See, like that right there. You can't talk to me like that in court. All that precious, that's going to just ball me up. You can't.
I start lying on my kids right now. I'd be in the courtroom just making up stories on my kids. One of them sell drugs. Get this number down. He a kingpin.
I could say you don't need $10 million. I could say that for what.
But
you
I earned it. I worked for it.
And I earned $80,000 or $170,000, whatever number.
You did
you
not.
Up,
no, you did not earn
I
that.
Did. Yes,
you
I
ain't
did.
Worked for no 80 something thousand.
Loser. It's not for me. It's for your children.
Well, give me my kids. Hey, give me my kids.
On all of them. Okay.
Okay. Watch this. So if I got my kids, can she pay me 80?
No.
Why? Oh, see why
no.
not?
Sometimes
why not?
Do make women.
I said
pay.
What I said, no.
And I don't agree with that.
I say one of them in Vegas illegally.
We gotta go. Take us home now.
All right, that's it. That's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, the baddest morning show in the land. And in the words of my uncle, talk to God, he would love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.